as we dive into the DMs at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. You can always DM us, shoot us your little question or comment or issue. And if you let us, we'll call you.
That's fun.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. Hey, guys.
Hey, so you sent us this email. Thank you for allowing us to call you.
Yeah, because we're like, we got to call her.
Yeah, exactly. Explain what happened.
Okay. I just need to feel validated in what I'm thinking right now about this guy I've gone out with like a couple of times.
Okay.
He's really cute, like, and we've been vibing. And our last date at this place, we were at his place watching TV. He threw me for a loop because he looked at me, he rolled up his shirt, and he says, "Tickle my tummy."
I'm sorry. Tickle my tummy?
He rolled up his shirt.
Oh, God.
He looked at me and said, "Tickle my tummy."
Gina, can you describe what his eyes looked like when he looked at you and said, "Tickle my tummy"?
He was serious.
Yeah.
His eyes, he just looked at me like...
like, I'm waiting. Are you going to start tickling?
No, he actually had like... You've ever seen someone that was like real relaxed, like, and you just had that look like give me a massage. It was like, like one of those type of like tickle my tummy. Like,
okay. What in the world did you say?
And that's what, listen, I was sitting here thinking like, this is a grown man. Like, are you kidding me? Like, is he crazy? Okay. I'm like, is he serious at first? Okay.
Yeah. So I was going to say, is he serious?
So, yeah. I'm like, are you, but that's what I'm thinking in my head. Like, is he serious? So I'm like, tickle what? Tickle your tummy? And I start laughing, right? And then he's looking at me like real assertively, and he's like, "Tickle my tummy."
Oh, wow.
Okay, he's doubling down.
He's like ordering you to now.
Yeah, like almost like a command. And we're in the middle of watching television. Like, I'm like, wait, like you're a little girl?
That's exactly what my daughter says to me. "Mom, tickle my bed, tickle my back." Yeah, 1,000% that's what she
does. And I was laughing and I was rolling my eyes like you're a little girl. Like, come on, are you serious?
Right.
He got so upset, right? And then he dropped it, but he was just like awkward for the whole rest of the night until I left.
Uh-huh.
Like, I am so done. I am done. Like, he was a total turnoff. So I just would like to know, like, am I nuts or was this over the line?
Because was that weird?
Yeah, because I'm feeling like, does he need me to tie his shoes? Does he need me to cut up his food? Like, what else do you need me to do? Like, do you want me to tickle your belly like a little girl? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
listen, Gina, oh, we have a saying on this show: let your freak flag fly.
And
he just showed you his freak. He was so comfortable with you that he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let her see a little bit of my freak flag.
Yeah, but I'm with her in how she reacted. Like, I would have reacted the same way. This is a grown man.
Gina, is that the weirdest thing any guy has ever asked you to do?
Asked me, yes. Done in front of me, no.
Oh,
okay. All right, Gina, you've seen some things. It's clear.
Gina, I need to hang out with you and your friends.
We do need to spend much more time maybe off the air discussing some stuff, working it out.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, I don't know. I say, yes, maybe it was a turnoff for you, but I'm thinking of the guy and from his perspective, and he felt so comfortable with you that he was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop the old Captain Tickle Me Pants.
But then clearly she laid out the line like, nope, that's not happening. And so he knows the line now.
Yeah, I don't know. Gina, I would almost give this guy another chance because I think he'd probably want to make it up to you because he probably knows that he crossed some sort of line. But
I'm a little afraid.
We have
just for us, we kind of need you to go out with him again.
Okay, if you put it that way, just for you, maybe one more time. But after that, if he says anything else weird, I am done. I am ghosting him.
I'm so curious.
Gina's like, I'm only agreeing to this because I called a radio show, okay?
No. Right, that's it.
All right. Huh. Well, Gina, hey, appreciate you talking to us. You've been a pleasure.
You. Thank you, guys.
And just so you know, our text line right now is blowing up. So you...
Please, people, tell me, because I really think I'm going crazy.
Well, maybe there'll be some people sharing their own little incidents, and it'll make you feel like you're not alone.
Okay, yeah. I'm about to listen in.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Gina, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
There is an early... Yes, there's an early theme emerging on the text line. A reference to Tickle Me Elmo. Is that who she's dating?
Because if you remember this doll, you literally tickled its belly.
Yeah, we had it.
Wow.
Maybe that's what she does. Maybe she buys him a present.
I don't know.
She buys him a Tickle Me Elmo.
Again, this guy felt so comfortable around Gina. I don't know if I accurately relayed that to her, that he was so comfortable in there just hanging out. He was like, you know what I need? I need you to tickle my belly.
Ben, a couple of dates in, you're asking as a grown adult this woman to tickle your belly. That's what we're doing. Is that what we're doing?
Well,
it's weird.
Okay.
It's weird.
Listen, potato, potato.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you have a comment or you want to share your little, when you realized that you had just unleashed a freak flag on the person that you were seeing or talking to.
I want to take it back now. I want to take it back.
Whoops, I accidentally released a freak flag on you. You weren't ready for that. It's all right.
I didn't mean it.
502-795-1997. That is our number. Would love to hear some of your stories and calls on that. Coming up next. So after Captain Tickle My Belly rolled in to Gina, and she was all freaked out about that on the, second date? When they were
second or third. She said they'd been out a couple of times. Vibing. Things were going well, and then they're hanging out at his house on the couch watching TV, and he's all like rolling up the shirt, tickle my belly.
Yeah, so she was a little bit weirded out by that, and we were like, hey, so when did you realize that you had dropped the whole freak flag on your partner or something like
that? They were not ready for it.
Yeah, maybe they weren't ready for it. He calls our show all the time. It's been a minute, though. Andrew the Love Doctor, what's your thought on this?
He needs to run as far away as he possibly can at this moment.
He does or she does?
He does. No, she does. She does. Not him. Her.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caller. No. No, run. No, and here's the thing. Seriously, guys. I mean, date number two? I mean, really? Come on.
Uh-huh.
If we've been together 10 years, I can see that. All right, whatever. You know, people do stupid stuff all the time, but no. No, there's no third date. There's no nothing. She needs to go away.
Okay, so we're right in feeling like this is weird.
It's not just weird. It's just wrong.
Again, Andrew the Love Doctor, I think he just felt so comfortable around her that he was like, you know what? It's time for you to start tickling my belly.
Do we have that level of comfort, though, at this point in the relationship? I feel like no.
That Kelly is exactly correct. Date number two, that's like meeting at a coffee shop for the first time and going, hey, took on my belly.
Andrew the Love Doctor, at least you're not like this person who just texted our text line. You said guy referred to his little guy as Mr. Happy. Told me Mr. Happy liked me. Kept talking about him in the third person.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of how to lose a guy in 10 days.
What are we? 16? 15? Jesus.
Mr. Happy doesn't like when you use that tone with me.
Mr. Happy, me tickle me Elmo.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Oh. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, buddy.
Okay.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right.
Man. What was the name that they use in How to Lose a Guy?
Was it Princess Sophia?
It's a Sophia.
she named it Princess Sophia.
Yes.
We did get a message from Kay that said, coming from someone who ended up marrying someone with that little freak flag, give him another chance. So glad I didn't let the weirdness ruin things. Been married for 6 years and we have a beautiful family.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's encouraging.
That's encouraging.
So, all right. Well, so then we did tell her to go on another date, right?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Then we got this message. After we spent our first night together, she told me, I hope this results in a pregnancy. I've always wanted kids.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Kroll the Warrior King is what we ended up naming our actual pet snake.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like that was the dog's name or something, right? And that little guy. Oh, my gosh. This is fantastic.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for allowing this as an outlet for, releasing some of your freak flags. I think it's fine. We're good.
You know what? Yes. We did tell her to go on a date with him.
Yeah, go back out with him, you know?
Yes. Absolutely. You know, and somebody else texted that, you know, maybe that was just his way to try to, like,
break the ice.
To lead into intimacy. Maybe that was his little way to
catch my belly,
the gateway,
little lower, right?
That part of the date. I don't know.
Who knows? Obviously, it didn't work. All right. Well, Gina, follow up with us if you would, please. That would be great. And that is diving into the DMs here, 99.70 JX.